What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, today I am highlighting another AI tool for you. The tool is called Gamma, G-A-M-M-A, and this is a tool that's going to help you create presentations, documents, and websites, according to the tagline here. So a little bit of background on the tool or the company. It was founded in 2020 by Grant Lee and John Neronia. Again, sorry if I have mispronounced those names, as always. But according to the article here, which I will link in the show notes, in which Grant Lee was interviewed, he said that Notion, the tool Notion, was actually a big inspiration for Gamma. And Notion is a productivity and note-taking tool that's very popular. In the article, he describes Notion as having taken the Word doc, an integral part of meetings and business operations, and kind of reimagining how it could be presented. And they wanted to do the same with slide decks, basically, at Gamma. So hopping over to their website, and definitely check out the website. They have a cool, fun video here right up there on their homepage. It's very meta and super clever, the commercial in which they're talking about making the commercial, and definitely pretty fun. So check that out. The pitch here is, quote, create unlimited presentations, websites, and more in seconds, unquote. And it looks like you're going to be able to combine generative AI as far as text and images. So we're very familiar with that process and what that will look like. With some existing templates and layouts. And you'll also be able to use AI to fill out the layouts or polish your existing content. It looks like you can import your any existing documents or PowerPoints or presentations that you have, and then use the tool to either redesign, rewrite, or restyle the content in the format of these gammas. Along with the actual building and design features, they also have some advanced analytics that are built into the system cut here. So you're going to be able to do some engagement tracking with the tool as well. It also gives you the capability to put files in presentations behind passwords. And it looks like there's also some real-time collaboration that you can do with team members on the tool. So as far as pricing for Gamma, they do have a free tier. And if you're paying annually, it looks like you can pay $8 per user per month for their plus tier, and $15 per user per month for their pro tier. It looks like if you go monthly instead of annually, the plus and pro tier go up to $10 and $20 per user per month, respectively. And like I said, they do let you try the tool for free. So I went ahead and gave all the features a shot, and I'll kind of give you a rundown on how it went and what I think, and show you a couple of the features live in a demo as well. The first thing they have you do is name your workspace. You can either do a team or a company or a personal workspace. I did a workspace for Digital Pop. I suppose maybe I should talk about Digital Pop a little bit. We are over 50 episodes now, and I don't think I've actually talked too much about the business behind the magic that is AI Marketing Navigator. Digital Pop is my full service digital marketing agency, and I specialize mostly in helping SMBs, but also some enterprise clients tell their brand story across the web. And at Digital Pop, the mission is to give our clients the results of a premier digital marketing agency at a fraction of the cost, using high quality but lightweight, low cost websites with WordPress and the power of artificial intelligence in their marketing strategy and marketing efforts. So there, that's the plug. Anyway, so I went ahead and created a workspace for Digital Pop. As usual, with tools like this, they have you fill out some information about how you're using the tool and how you heard about it. I heard about this one from The Rundown, .AI, Rowan Chang at The Rundown. I think I've mentioned him at least in one other episode. Definitely follow him on Twitter and sign up for his newsletter. It's super, super helpful and informative on everything that's going on in AI. And there's always some good marketing stuff in there if you can look. So anyway, that's where I heard about Gamma. And after that, it takes you to a really nice, simple landing page. And it's essentially, this is the create landing page. If you were to click create in the dashboard, we'll look at the dashboard in a second. And it prompts you to create with AI. Actually, why don't I just hop over into the dashboard now? Okay, so we are looking at the dashboard now. So if I were to click create new, it gives us this page that I was just describing. It asks us how we would like to get started. And we have these three options here. To either paste in the text, generate, which is the popular option according to the website here, or to an import a file or URL, which we're definitely going to try with the Digital Pop. Before we do that, though, let's just hop around the dashboard a little bit. So for our workspace, Digital Pop, it starts out, if you are following along on video, you can see this on the left side of the screen, but it starts out with any gammas that we have created. So they're trying to kind of, again, reimagine these presentations, hence branding them as gammas, I think, which is cool. So you can see that there are any gammas that you've already created. They have a little tips and tricks one here where they go through the editing process. And some of the key features and functionalities of Gamma and how to find help. Let's hop into the tips and trick one here just so you can kind of get a really basic idea of what the builder looks like. These are the cards that make up this Gamma. And they have, again, a couple different ones. They have how to edit, as I mentioned, how to build and basically create your Gamma, the standout features of the Gamma, and then where you can find help as well. But I just wanted to show you, I'm going to go ahead and click present. So now we're looking at what that Gamma that we were just editing looks like as a actual live Gamma for the user. And I like it. It's like a full web page version of a slideshow, basically, but it's very interactive. It reminds me very much of a tool called Typeform, if you're familiar with that tool. It's an online form tool that kind of broke onto the scene with these really high quality sequential forms that went page by page as the user filled them out. Of course, instead of a form here, obviously this is more of like a presentation telling a bit of a story, but it's going page by page and the user can scroll through the entire presentation and interact with the different elements. So super cool. And I can definitely see some marketing applications. Okay, let's go back to the dashboard here. Underneath that Gammas tab that we are in, there is a tab for any Gammas that have been shared with you, as well as a tab for any sites. And it looks like that is in beta also. But this is where you can create websites using the Gamma tool. Let's demo that real quick, actually. It gives us a few example prompts. If we go ahead and click create a site, and it looks like you can tell it how many cards you want to be in your site. And cards are basically those parts of these gammas that you step through as the user. The default is 8 cards, but you can do 1 all the way to 10 and then going by 5s, 15, 20, 25, 30. Starting at 15, you do have to pay for either a plus or a pro membership, however. So let's just give it like something quick and easy, like 4 cards, and use one of these example prompts and see what it builds. Maybe a personal website for a fitness trainer. I did some work with a friend who's doing some fitness training equipment and fitness training web content. So that makes sense. That's a good one. Okay, so once you click the prompt or once you enter your prompt, it gives you the option to generate the outline. So let's do that. Okay, so it kind of breaks down what it's going to generate for us. So it gives us an outline based on our prompts. The first card is going to be about me. The second card would be my services, and this is from the point of view of the fitness trainer building the site, obviously. The third card would be client success stories, and the fourth and final card would be contact me. And you can kind of drag these cards around and change your position if you want. You can rename them. Again, check out the video to get a better idea of how the tool actually looks and feels. And then below that, there's the settings for your outline. You can set the amount of text per card. There's a brief, medium, and detailed option. It looks like the medium option is selected by default, so we'll just leave it at medium. And then you can tell the generator where you want your images to be sourced from. There's an option for web image search or AI images, which is new according to the tool here. Right here. And in the case of the AI images option, you have to enter in an image style. You do not have to, actually. It does say optional, but you can describe the colors, style, or mood to use with your images. And then you can select the image model that you want to use to generate these. Looks like you can select from Stable Diffusion, Playground 2.5, Imagine Pro, and Imagine is Google's image model. They do have DALL-E 3, which is OpenAI's image model. I do not see Midjourney. I would have expected maybe to see Midjourney on here, but we might have to check out a few of these other tools as well. Anyway, a few of these, like Imagine Pro or DALL-E 3, do require a pro subscription, just so you're aware. But for now, let's just give it a little bit of description on what we want our fitness site to look like. One moment here. Okay, so I've gone ahead and put in our prompt. The prompt I entered is use black and gold for the colors of the website. The style of this site should be modern, sleek, and athletic. The mood of the site should be intense and determined, like someone working out. And again, that was just based off their little prompt that they give here saying describe the colors, the style, or mood to use. I thought, why not do all of them? They have an advanced mode for settings as well, which will take you to a version of the prompt editor where you have more control over the text content that's being generated. You can decide if you want the tool to fill in your outline with added details. You can ask it to condense or shorten the content to be more concise and presentable. Or the third option, if you are using existing content or content that you've already created, is to preserve, which in that case, it will reformat while keeping your original content. Otherwise, these settings are mostly the same, but you can also tell the model what you want it to write for. If you want it to write for business or students in high school or students in college are a couple examples that they give here, or if your site is for creatives or tech enthusiasts. And you can also cut here, and you can also edit the tone. The example ones that they give here are professional, conversational, humorous, things like that. Then you can edit your images. We already did that in the normal settings. And then you can choose the format that you want your presentation or your gamma to be built in, whether a presentation, a website, or a document. We are doing a website in this case. You can adjust the card height. So just tons of options and settings that you can toggle here in the advanced mode. We're just going to keep it simple and go back to our simple prompt. And we should be ready to go. So I am going to hit continue and see what Gamma does for us here. Okay, so this is the content it has generated. A little strange. There's the images are being cut off, a little weird. The heading and text is being cut off as well down here. If you're watching on video, you can see. Some of the text is not aligned quite correctly. I'm going to choose a theme that I think looks kind of like a gym or something modern or sleek. And I think that one would be this alien theme right here. So I'm going to go with this one and let's click generate. Okay, so we have our gamma here or our site in the version of a gamma, and we're viewing it in the builder right now. Not crazy about the font that it chose. For the most part, it looks pretty accurate. The image being generated for the first card in our gamma is definitely flawed. definitely AI. The hands are strange. The leg is missing. You definitely check out the video. You'll see what I mean. So the images leave a little bit to be desired as far as Imagine. Maybe if we were using DALL-E or something or Imagine Pro, we would have more success with the images. In fact, this one looks like it's actually trying to, the image itself is trying to show a version of the site within this gamma. So it's very strange. Anyway, let's click publish and see what it looks like live. Okay, so super simple. I do like this better. We did a site builder way back in another episode. I'll have to double check for the show notes what that site builder was, but I do like this one better. I think it's definitely has some room for improvement, like I said, as far as the images go. There's some line breaks and some copy issues, but not a bad experience. I think I like the presentation experience better, though, for the user, instead of just having a one-page experience where you're scrolling down like a typical site. So let's hop back over into the dashboard. Okay, continuing down the left side with our menu options here. They have a bunch of templates, of course, for existing gammas. They have some categories here for things like projects and collaboration, sales and marketing, or any gammas that are popular right now. There's a tab for themes as well on the dashboard. It looks like you can create a custom theme in which you choose from the existing themes here, and you can edit it in the builder on the right side. And the other option is to use one of their standard existing themes as well. There is also a custom fonts feature. It looks like Gamma comes with Google fonts, but you can also upload your own to use in custom themes according to the tool here. They have a section called inspiration, which I skipped over at first, but I want to go back and check it out. They have about 20 or so gammas that have been created or built by the team. There's a section called Just for Fun that it says here that these were things the team just made here at Gamma. They have some startup stories according to the section's title, and there's stories about Product Hunt launches or products that were launched on Product Hunt in 2021. And then they have a growth playbook section where they say you can learn how to grow your business from some of the best. And it looks like some of these ones have been created by some contributors instead of the Gamma team. So before we try and import our site into a Gamma presentation, I thought we would check out one of these inspiration Gammas so we can get an idea of what the proper and correct Gamma experience would be instead of the website experience that we just demoed. So let's check out the Disney Magic one. We've been breaking out a lot of the old Disney movies again with the baby in the house. So this one is definitely appropriate. And this way, you can get an idea of what these Gammas are meant to look like and feel like as you go through them as if you were a viewer. I'm going to go ahead and present. And as you're viewing it, you can make this Gamma yours, as it says at the bottom here, and copy it and use it if you want. So I'm just going to scroll through really quickly here. And again, this is kind of just like a step-by-step interactive website. It's nothing fancy. It's almost like individual landing pages. And the scrolling isn't perfect. So there's a few spots that there's some room for improvement. But again, I really like this, and I'm probably gonna have to read through this more on my own time instead of wasting time for our episode here, because we don't want to ever run long if we can avoid it. But lots of cool Disney facts here. So anyway, let's hop back over into the dashboard, and last but not least, let's try and import the Digital Pop site and see what kind of Gamma or presentation it generates. So just 1 minute here. So I'll just go to create and import file or URL, and I'm going to import a URL. And again, you just copy and paste your website URL into the text box here, and let's see what it's able to do. I'll click import. And if we have to sit here and wait for it to load, there you go. It's already done. And again, you can select, I gave it the home page. It would be whatever page you want it to build your presentation off of. I'd probably select maybe the services page or like the podcast page, maybe if I were introducing the show. I am going to continue with presentation. And basically what it's done here is built out our prompt editor for us with the content that it's going to use. And it's done a pretty good job of pulling the content from the site, I have to say. Again, you can select the number of cards that you want. The default is 8, and you have a couple of options for what you want to do with the content of your presentation here. You can either do freeform, which it says is fast, or where you let the AI divide your content into cards, or you can go card by card, which is precise, and you can specify the content on each card. We're definitely demoing the AI capabilities here that Gamma has, so let's let the AI do the fast freeform content division. I do like the theme that it's kind of matched us up with here. The Gamma Dark theme is what it's called. And let's go ahead and generate and see what the presentation looks like. So it's basically generating the content for anybody who's not watching on video. It's just generating the content in the builder. It does look like it has 8 cards. And it's pulled the images as well. I have to say, I really like the images. I'm pretty impressed with this. Let's go ahead and present and see what it looks like. Okay, so I'm just going to scroll through here. You do need to interact a little bit more with the presentation than I would have liked than just scrolling. And at least with this theme, there is what they call the spotlight feature, which is like you spotlight each piece of content and you can click through and highlight the different pieces of content as you're scrolling, which wasn't super intuitive to me. I was a little confused at first when I was going through this. So I might change that spotlight feature if I were to use this, and I think I will. I do like the vibe of the presentation. I would have to change the color scheme a little bit to fit with the branding, or maybe I'll just change Digital Pop's color scheme to this because I really like it. Who knows? I'm more impressed with this feature than anything else so far, importing the website and giving you a presentation based off of it. and again, I think I might have to use this. I'm going to remove this spotlight feature and see what it looks like from there. I will link the Gamma in the show notes, and you should be able to check it out there as well. So anyway, okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even better. Cut here. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So as always, and until next time, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.